This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today moved the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 in Rajya Sabha for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to enhance the power of the Railways Board and enhance the functioning and independence of the body. Moving the bill, Mr. Vaishnaw said that through this bill, all the provisions in the Indian Railway Board Act 1905 are proposed to be incorporated in the Railways Act 1989.
जो कोऑर्डिनेशन की जरूरत थी रेवेन्यू शेयरिंग के लिए, मान लो एक ट्रेन मुंबई से निकली और उसे आसाम की तरफ जाना है, तो पूरे रास्ते में जितने भी स्टेट्स या जितने भी दूसरे रेलवे सिस्टम आएंगे उनके बीच में रेवेन्यू का शेयर कैसे हो, उस सब को ध्यान में रखते हुए 1905 में पीडब्ल्यूडी से निकाल के रेलवे को रेलवे बोर्ड के अंतर्गत रखा गया। 1989 में रेलवे का एक नया एक्ट आया, उस वक्त अगर 1905 के एक्ट को इसमें मर्ज कर देते ठीक रहता, लेकिन तब नहीं हुआ। अब 1905 के रेलवे बोर्ड एक्ट के सभी प्रोविजन को 1989 के एक्ट में लाके एक सिंप्लीफिकेशन का प्रयास है इस बिल में।
The Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024. The Lok Sabha today took up the bills of Leading Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. It seeks to replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856, which provides a legal framework for issuance of bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. The Act states that a bill of lading is conclusive evidence of goods on board. The legislation retains all provisions under the Act and adds that the central government may issue directions for carrying out the provisions of the bill. The government today sought the Parliament's nod to spend net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year ending this month. The second batch of supplementary demands for grants was tabled by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Lok Sabha today. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the centre is not imposing any language on anyone, and the Tamil Nadu government is only doing politics on the issue. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Pradhan said the government has no objection in giving PM Shri allocation to Tamil Nadu if it agrees with the central government's policy. President Draupadi Murmu today said spiritual peace is often misunderstood as a state of retreat from society and silence. She said, however, its true utility lies not in isolation, but in fostering the development of a healthy, strong and prosperous society and nation. President Murmu was addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of Brahma Kumaris at Hisar in Haryana today.
जिस प्रकार गीता की शिक्षा के बल पर अर्जुन पॉजिटिव एनर्जी से भर गए, उसी तरह जीवन के संग्राम का सामना करने और उसमें विजय पाने के लिए प्रत्येक व्यक्ति को अपने भीतर आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा का संचार करना चाहिए। आध्यात्म मानव निर्मित सीमाओं में से उठकर पूरी मानवता को एक सूत्र में जोड़ता है। आध्यात्मिक आधार पर निर्मित सामाजिक, आर्थिक, वैज्ञानिक, सांस्कृतिक, राजनीतिक या अन्य किसी प्रकार की व्यवस्था नैतिक और टिकाऊ बनी रहती है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius tonight. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest on Wednesday. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal elaborated on Prime Minister Modi's Mauritius visit. This interview in Bhojpuri will be broadcast tonight from 8:15 to 8:45 p.m. in all Bhojpuri-speaking districts of eastern Uttar Pradesh and western Bihar. Russia today ordered two British diplomats stationed at the embassy in Moscow to leave the country within 2 weeks over spying allegations. Russia's Federal Security Service accused the diplomats of providing false personal data when seeking permission to enter the country and engaging in activities that threatened country's national security. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay mentioned that additional special trains will be operated based on demand if the need arises. And that is the end of this news bulletin.